of the songs that you would play off the playlist?
Oh my goodness, let's see. I love country, but I love rock. I'm a rock girl.
Oh my god. Where were you in college? Oh my god, we would have hanged out in college.
We could totally hang out. I love rock music, so I don't know, it just depends. It depends on my mood. You know, if I can do some Hit Me With Your Best Shot, or Summer Lovin'.
You've got to do that. You've got to do that for me. Sing me just a little bit of that song, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I'm a big Pat Benatar fan.
Hit me with your best shot. Come on now, hit me with your best shot. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
As a writer.
Oh, I have to say, this is actually a really difficult question because, there are writers whose work I love. I mean, I started on Agatha Christie, Stephen King, Dean Koontz, and I read everything. And it was only when I'd been reading gay romances for about 2, nearly 3 years that I actually thought, you know what? I want to do what they do. There are so many. It would be actually hard to pin one down. Seriously.
Exactly.
But my primary income would come from acting, thankfully.
Well, that's cool. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your YouTube channel?
Yeah, definitely. I've been running it for the past 4.5 years now, I believe. I post every Monday. It's definitely gone through a few transitions. I had a segment once. Well, the way my YouTube channel started off was a segment called Stuck in Traffic, because when I moved out to Los Angeles, I realized that I was constantly stuck in traffic because the driving out here is insane, especially as an actor. You're driving from one place to another, one audition to the next, to a callback, to rehearsals if you do theater. So I was like, what can I do? I hate being unproductive. So I was like, what can I do with all this time that I'm in my car?
Look around, anything will go. Look around, next time you'll know. Welcome to Willie's View Podcast. Hola, amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. Today is January 20th, and it's soap night. Are you ready? Here we go.
Circles? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what would you call it?
Breaking in a new pair of shoes.
See, you're just as nervous as I am.
Everything is going to be fine.
How can I act rich and successful when I am broke?
Don't say it. Don't even think it. You want to know how to act rich?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you have to carry yourself a certain way. Lift your nose just a little, not that much. Okay. That's it.
Oh. Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect.
It's a very nice tune and it's very good advice.
Yeah, that's right, but Deborah Kerr didn't have a line of creditors at the door.
So we lose our shirts. Thanks. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, I can see everything's out of control in here. At least it's consistent.
What's wrong?
Well, the head chef and my sous chef are at each other's throats. You know, frying pans at 10 paces.
Our food?
Yeah. Well, when I left, there seemed to be a ceasefire. I've got my fingers crossed.
Well, everything's going to be fine.
No matter what happens.
Well, you know what's going to happen. You're going to be a huge success tonight, and then Paris is going to be begging you to come over again.
And London. Milano.
The recognition that you lost in Monte Carlo isn't going to mean a thing, Nicole, really.
Tonight is your night, Nicole.
I just wish Donna could be here to see it. She worked so hard for this night. Well, is that it? Are you done?
All
through. Yes, Anne?
Anne, Michael, you can come on in. I can hear you prowling around out there.
How's she doing?
Very, very well. Obviously been following the doctor's instructions.
She's a letter.
Yes, I'm feeling stronger every day.
Good. We should have ourselves a healthy girl on our hands.
Any time now.
Jenny, what about tonight?
Tonight?
Yes. Nicole's salon opening is tonight.
Yeah?
Jamie? Is there any way I can go?
I always enjoy an As It Were Turns when it's Barbara Ryan versus Iris. Do you remember those heated moments? Or about when Barbara goes, Iris is evil?
Being held against my will.
That proves that Barbara's been kidnapped. That's her handwriting.
Where'd you find this?
The clown gave it to me. I found the stuff inside of the clown. It's the bottom part of that note we received the other day. You remember? It was ripped along the edge.
Yeah, but why would Barbara send us a note saying that she was fine on the top and writing an SOS at the bottom?
Because she was forced to write that other part. This is the truth. This is the truth that she wanted us to find, that she wanted me to find. Wait, give me the other half of that note. I'm sure they'll match up.
The other note's at Fairwinds.
What are we waiting for?
You guys go ahead. I'm going to stay here. I have to meet my mom in a little bit, but I'll ask her for Barbara, okay, while I'm here, okay?
Okay. Call if you find that.
Yeah, she will. The psychic was right about the clown. He did have some proof stuffed inside him. And I was right about Barbara. She is trapped and facing God only knows what kind of torture. Exactly what she says she is, being held against her will.
That note is the only trace of her in the warehouse. She could be anywhere.
Well, I don't think I have ever actually looked forward to sitting down and having a little chat with you like this. Yeah, this is definitely a first.
I love it.
Sorry, I can't understand what you're saying. Oh, this is refreshing. You can't wreak havoc on my marriage when you're trussed up like a turkey. And the gag in your mouth? You can't accuse me of crimes I didn't commit. This is really, really nice. Okay, listen, I know what you're up to, okay? I get it. You engineered this little silly kidnapping of yours so Henry would feel bad and come running to your rescue. And all better if he dragged along Paul, because everybody knows you've always wanted those men all to yourself.
Oh,
this is a plan. This is quite a plan. Very, very Barbara-like of you. It's too bad it's not going to work out. since I literally stumbled on you mid-conspiracy, but all's well. What? Okay. Alright, I'm gonna take it out. I promise you're gonna behave? Remember you promised. You clueless, sadistic moron. You couldn't be more stupid if you were a bread bowl.
Okay. Stupid. No, open your mouth.
Get away from me.
Get away from me.
Crazy, right? Okay. Let's focus on Meg and Paul. They were always fun. Here we go.
Baby Eliza's going to sleep. What a tiny little neck she's got.
You get some sleep, okay? Mr. Giraffe and I'll make you some yummy lunch.
When do I get the lunch you owe me?
Be quiet, she's sleeping.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you perfect little angel. How'd you get so old, huh?
I have no idea. Best thing that ever happened to me.
Meg's been so generous with her visitations. What's up with that?
Oh, I wish I could say it was for my benefit, but today it's because she wanted to spend some time with Dusty.
Do you really think those two are an item?
I'm shopping for clothes. He's about ready to make his move.
Oh, God, what are you going to do about it?
I do everything I can to keep Dusty away from her. I really still think that Lucy's the key.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but your logic escapes me.
You saw Lucy. Dissing Dusty, siding with her dad, in public. Everybody knows she hates her father. And then you see her breaking into Craig's room. I still want to get to the bottom of this. Tell me you're on board.
Yeah, that depends. What do you want me to do?
Tail Lucy. I mean, I do it myself, but, you know, I'm here with Eliza, and it's suited perfectly for you, you know? It's right up your alley. You're great at stalking, because you run that Ragamuffin newspaper.
Okay, are you insulting me, or are you asking me for help? Because if you're asking me for help, you really ought to be nicer about it.
Please, please, my dear friend Emily, would you be so kind as to assist me in determining what the hell's going on with Lucy Montgomery?
Very funny. I come here for a free lunch and end up paying the tab? No way. You want...
Okay, let's switch over to Guiding Light, and we're going to work on... Tammy.
You can get customized insurance and save money with Liberty Mutual.
Sarah, stop crying. I think she's sick. Maybe we shouldn't go out tonight.
Tammy, isn't tonight your mother's party?
Yeah, you know it is. Lizzie's going.
And you're not?
I'm having my own party right here. Got room for another guest?
Sarah's sick.
My Nana is watching her. She's a nurse.
Lizzie, do me a favor and go get Sarah, would you please?
Okay.
What makes you think the baby's sick?
Well, she won't stop crying, and her head's hot.
Because your hands are freezing.
Well, also, she's sneezing. I think I heard her coughing.
I was with her just a little while ago, and she seemed fine.
Yeah, well, she's not fine now.
Are you maybe using this all as an excuse to not go out tonight so you don't have to see Tammy?
I'm not making it up about Sarah.
I didn't say you were.
And it's not like maybe I'll run into Tammy. The party is at Cassie's house. I'm pretty sure she's going
to
be there.
I'm not so sure. I spoke to her and she knows you're going, so.
So she doesn't want to run into me either?
Do you know how much Lizzie's looking forward you taking her out?
I know. It's not like I want her to miss out. I want her to be happy.
I know you do. I see how hard you're trying. But this is all new, so if you're feeling a little...
Just take a look at Sarah, okay? Just to be sure.
Of
Oh, there's my little bunny. How so?
He's not crying anymore. I don't know. Maybe it was normal baby crying.
All right. Here we go. General Hospital.
Dole, sharing sunshine for generations. Pass it on. Switch over to Robin's 13th birthday. Here we go.
There you go.
No, thanks. Oh, yes, I guess. Still haven't quite figured out what it is.
Well, they made it.
Yeah, but what is it?
I don't know.
It's veggie casserole. It's very good for you. It keeps you thin.
But I'm not fat.
Yes, and you won't be if you keep eating stuff like this.
Right, just hungry.
Look. It's her birthday. If she wants to starve us or poison us, it's her prerogative, right? Isn't that what they say?
All right. On that subject, I didn't get a chance to buy you a present. However, accept this in lieu of.
Okay. How much do you give
you? Oh, my.
Pretty good.
Goodness. Thank you. Thank you. This is so awesome. You have to see. Really, really cool.
Just money.
Thank you. One more. Thank you. See, I'm glad I have that now. That gives me a chance to go shopping. You know, it's much better than going out
shopping with her mother.
I didn't say that.
Well, you meant it, didn't you? I mean, now that you're a teenager, I mean, it is a real drag to go shopping with your parents. I mean, because basically, they have no taste.
Okay, here's Robin when she caught her dad.
And the evil man was about to catch me. I found this big, dark hole in the ground. Then what happened? The evil man transferred himself.
Vuol dire che lo spirito maligno si è trasformato, si è cambiato. Che so io?
What did it change to?
You ask the storyteller.
He had this icky, dripply slime all over him. And he was shooting fire into the hole.
I don't want to hear about it anymore. No, enough.
It's only a story, Luigi.
It's not, it's true.
Then how come you're not dead?
Because my mommy and daddy rescued me in time. And dad's special guns to melt them down.
Lola! Robin, basta! That is enough. You are scaring the children. Why don't you tell them a nice story about Australia, eh? Oh, they would love to hear about the living kangaroos.
Uncle Phil!
Oh, girl, how are you? Hello, Philomena.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lovely. And nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Can you play hide and seek?
I don't think so. I think you have enough playmates to play with. Hey, Philomena, did Anna get back from her trip yet?
No, she hadn't arrived when we left for the park.
Can you stay with us?
Well, I would like to. I'm afraid not. I've got to go over to General Hospital for a very important meeting. But you know, I'm glad I took a shortcut through the park. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got to see you. I've got to go now.
Bye.
I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye, Uncle Duke.
To see you home.
Evidently, I was missed, wasn't I?
You got skinny.
here.
Why? What is it?
I think the Bambino's imagination has been running away with her. She's been playing monster games all day.
It's not my imagination. I heard the man say it.
Well, you heard who?
I heard a man say that they were going to kill you.
What man? Where, darling?
At the park.
That's enough, Robin. Now listen, why don't you go in the kitchen and drink a nice glass of milk and it will calm you down, eh? Come on, you do what I tell you. Here, bring it in the kitchen for me, huh? Thank you, dear.
What on earth is wrong with her?
Oh, that's a good question. If I could get into her little head, then maybe I could explain. But all I know is that her mind is full of stories about bad men, bad men.
Well, she insists she heard what she heard.
Yes, yes, and she insists that the monsters are real. You should have heard her in the park with Luigi and with Francesca. She frightened her all day with her stories that were just horrible.
Oh, wait, what stories?
Oh, stories of Robin in danger. Somebody or something is out to get her. And now she has a new story, and you are in it.
See, this worries me. She can't distinguish between reality and make-believe. I thought she could tell the difference between the two.
Yeah, I did too, but...
Darling,
it's not make-believe.
Oh. Well, see, I'm sure that what she thought you heard was real to you, but... Well, maybe you misunderstood what the man said.
I didn't misunderstood.
Well, did you see the man who said it?
No, I heard him from the bushes.
Well, what you heard doesn't make any sense, darling.
Yes, it does, because you're a policewoman and... People are always trying to kill police, aren't they?
Well, look, yeah, maybe on television. Television, they have stories like that, but they're just stories, you see. Now, I'm chief of police here in Port Charles, not in television land. I'm not in any danger.
You're not just saying that?
No, I'm not just saying that. I'm going to cancel my dinner with Duke tonight, and I'll stay here with you tonight, all right?
No, if you're with Uncle Duke, then I know you'll be safe. Please don't cancel your plans.
Oh, no, I'd like to stay here and play with you all evening. It would be fun.
Please have dinner with Uncle Duke, Mommy.
Now you're trying to get rid of me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, why didn't you want me to stay here with you?
Well, because if you're with Uncle Duke, then I know you'll be safe.
Well, thank you for caring, darling, but I want to stay here with you tonight, and maybe you'll teach me how to use that computer board game, whatever it's called.
But Uncle Duke would be disappointed.
Yes, and I agree.
Oh, another country heard from.
Yes. Now you make your plans, you stick to them. Robin will be all right. Maybe La Bambina will help me to learn that game that she is playing. Eh? What is it called? Bits and pieces?
Bites, not pieces.
Oh, bites. You see, she'll be fine. Now look, you go get ready for your evening and make everybody happy.
See that I'm not needed here, so I'll go and change. Okay?
Okay, that is fine. All right, and I go and prepare dinner for the two of us, eh? All right? Hey, maybe you'd like to help me prepare the meatballs, eh? Yes?
No, thank you.
No. All right, I prepare them. I'll make the best meatballs you ever ate in your life. Well, you don't want to play no more?
I'm kind of tired. Maybe I can watch a little TV?
No, I don't think we watch TV tonight, eh? So you can sleep better.
I bet if I had an ice cream sundae, I could sleep very well.
Oh, is that right?
Maybe one with sprinkles on it and some cherries?
Ooh, you know, that feels good, huh? We make two sundaes. You for me, eh? Okay, you want to come, huh?
And lots of cherries, okay? And a whole bunch of sprinkles.
Yes,
cakes,
lots of
fudge. Yes, and some cream.
Lots of fudge.
Busy, Robin. Why don't you call your Uncle Duke?
Hello?
right, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You, sir, over here. Buy a ticket now. See the belt.
Sidetracked watching one of the shows. The most amazing belly dancer I have ever seen, and I almost got to see her face.
Mr. Price, you are on a mission of extreme importance.
Hey, hey, relax, my friend. Everything's under control here. Now, I met with the European courier, saw the goods. It's all set to go as scheduled.
Good. We're in a dangerous situation transporting the money at this particular time. We don't want any slip-ups.
These people...
You are not Joel's son.
This can't be happening.
If you are Philip, then who are you?
He's a lying bastard who couldn't care less about who he hurts.
That's not true. You don't understand.
Oh, I understand perfectly. I'm calling the cops.
Please, please listen to me. I need you to listen to me. I didn't do any of this out of malice.
Oh, well, you're a con artist. What are you after, the Chancellor Fortune?
This had nothing to do with money, and I promise you, I never meant to hurt any of you.
Oh, give me a break.
This is true. What I said to you earlier, I mean it. I did this to heal you. And I love you. I love you. And I said that you have become family to me. I would never do anything to hurt you.
You love us? I don't even know who you are.
Sweetheart, listen. I am the same person I've always been. I promise you.
Okay, you have lied to me for years.
You son of a bitch. You're gonna pay for this, Kane. You're gonna pay for this.
How could you do this? How could you pretend to be Philip? How could you make me believe that you were my son?
Let's pick up here, Matt. How could you do such a thing to people who have shown you nothing but kindness since you've entered into their lives?
He didn't do it. He didn't do it. I did. What are you doing?
No, this is impossible.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Catherine, are you all right?
Wait, who is he?
Oh, my God. It's Philip.
Hey, Catherine. Call 911. Yeah, we need an ambulance at the Chancellor Estate, 12 Foothill Road. Please hurry.
I'm so sorry, Catherine. I'm so sorry. Hey, you don't get to apologize, not after what you've done. Hang on, sweetheart. Help is on the way.
No, what is this? Is this some sort of cruel hoax? Like he would have looked if he were still. But he's dead. Philip died.
It's him, Joe. It's you, isn't it?
It's me. It's me, but I came back to help. I'd come back to cause this kind of pain.
Will you hurry? Right over here. Hurry. Right over here. Please. How long ago did she collapse?
She's still breathing and pulsing strong. She had a TIA a couple of nights ago.
Could it be a stroke? We'll know more once we get her in the ambulance.
Oh, so now my husband, I'm going to come with you.
Jill! Where is he? I don't...
So I really want to take her out tonight, but I don't get paid until next Friday. So I'm going to use the Earnin app to cash out $100 instantly. Now, I can take my girlfriend on a date.
Girlfriend?
Join Earnin to cash out instantly.
I know what happened at my party didn't mean anything, but when we started to get to know each other, isn't it crazy that I used to be nervous around you?
I know.
Wait, were you nervous around me?
Me? You know, coming from two different cultures, I was afraid I would do something that would turn you off.
Yeah, well, I thought the age thing turned you off, but I guess it is just a number, right?
Yeah.
Father gave that to you.
Yeah, he's got one just like it, one. What are you doing?
JMS! JMS! Joseph Mitchell Scully.
What are you talking about? Who's this
That's
person?
That's what
with
this
initials?
Stands for, doesn't it? Joseph Mitchell Scully.
Scully, it's Mitchell.
That's Joe Jr.'s middle name. So are you Trey Mitchell? Or did you just make that up to hide who you really are?
Okay, you know what? Fine. Yeah, Trey Mitchell, it's my professional name. My given name is Joseph Mitchell Scully III. So yeah, my father is Joe Scully Jr. What are you gonna do? Go tell Sonny?
Honey, it's
not about Connie.
Then what? Just focused on Trey.
Connie is volatile on a good day.
This is not a good day.
If I was right, and Connie actually is at the floating rib, God knows what Sonny's walking into.
What's the matter, Sonny? You jealous?
Son of a bitch, AJ.
I thought so.
I knew you would do something.
Elsa, how'd you get that pumpkin spice latte? You don't get paid until Friday.
With the earning app, I can get my paycheck whenever I want.
There's no way that works.
Yeah, when I hit cash out, money's in my account instantly.
Are you serious?
Down for a while.
Yeah, come on, we'll be right over here.
Go ahead. All right, I'm gonna take her home and put her to bed. How's Molly doing?
TJ's keeping her company in my place.
Okay, good. I'll pick her up on the way home.
Alexis?
Yeah.
Why don't you go get Molly? I can.
No,
take,
Michael.
You take Christina
Michael.
Holmes.
You've already done enough.
It's okay. I want to. Really.
But is Connie still here?
No, Sonny took Connie home. Why?
I have Trey's personal effects.
What am I going?
AJ Quarterman and Son are in charge now, and there is nothing that Tracy can do about it. I gotta tell you, it feels like I belong here, you know? It just feels sweet being back on top.
Hey, what's going on?
Michael, we have a problem.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I'll be right there.
This is your proof, Nicholas. Reed's letter. Although, let's face it, reads more like a confession.
Where did you get that?
Thank you. It's Easter Bunny made an early visit.
Nicholas, don't make that. Don't.
Yourself, Liz?
Excuse me?
Seriously, I'm surprised you didn't waltz in here with a mariachi band.
You're not mad at me, are you? I didn't write that letter.
Yeah, but you're not sorry you exist, are you?
Are you being serious right now?
Please, give it some time.
must still be going on. The media's all over this. If there was an outcome, it would be online.
I should have been on and gone. I mean, he already got bail. He should just stand up and make a plea. Hey, yeah, Commissioner, come in.
Normally, this is a job for a process server, but I thought I'd give it a personal touch. Government subpoena. They want you to testify at Sonny's arraignment.
Why would the feds want my testimony at an arraignment?
It's now a bail hearing. New prosecutor, new day.
Anyone we know?
Just off the phone from D.C., Claire Walsh. She thinks she'll add credibility to their Sonny is a flight risk argument.
Of course, out on bail, Sonny can skip the country whenever he wants.
You know, he certainly has the resources. You know, he's got a ton of undisclosed offshore holdings. Not only can he survive on the land, but he can do it in a manner to which he's accustomed.
So is this about the access you had to Sonny's business when you were undercover?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's fine, except for one problem. He's recovering still.
That's why there's a release form requiring a doctor's signature. If the answer's no, I'll come here and take your testimony, but needless to say, they'd like you in person.
Sure, they want that knockout punch right up front, right?
Immediate maximum impact. Well, I've done my duty. Good luck.
What are you gonna do?
I thank you, and Mr. Atkins thanks you.
Why?
Because of your therapeutic brilliance, I'm releasing him today. A week ahead of schedule.
Wow, you're actually sharing credit. Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, don't be. It's gonna be fine. That'll be on the house for you.
Is that your standard policy, or do you just reserve that for people on the verge of a nervous breakdown?
It'll be fine.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to dump all this on you. I'm sure the last thing you wanted to hear was me complain about my breakup with Patrick.
It's okay. I'm here anytime you need me.
You've always been so understanding and supportive. Do you ever wonder what would have happened if we would have stayed together? I just realized how that sounded. Please don't freak out. I am not planning on throwing myself at you on a rebound trip.
I had so much fun hosting Soap Night with all of y'all. And don't forget, on Tuesday, join me as we celebrate Kids Incorporated. Kids Incorporated night on Tuesday. You don't want to miss it. I'll see you on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Bacon forever. I never get Hulu. With live TV and tons of shows and movies, it's like the bacon of TV.
There's a history between
understand
I'm
why
done.
You...
Bye.
Trust and kind.